Happy Wednesday again, VoiceTubers. I am Gurlun Bu from Gurlun Bu Fa Yin Cool. So my name is Columbus, and I am a pronunciation teacher as well as an accent reduction coach. And I'm also a YouTuber, and I'll be doing these challenges on here with you every single Wednesday. So today we have a very interesting video, and it's titled, What Happens in One Lifetime? So this video tells you a lot of statistics about what happens in a human lifetime. It gives you a lot of numbers. For example, how many times the average person cries in a lifetime, or how many steps a person takes in a lifetime, so on and so forth. And watching the video, I actually realized that I'm quite a non-average person because a lot of the statistics in the video don't apply to me. For example, I don't cry much, I don't walk much, and just in general, I think I lead a very boring life, and that's why the video doesn't speak to me that much. Now, another interesting thing about this video is that it talks about how many minutes and how many days the average person lives. And it says that the average person lives about 28,700 days. And this actually reminds me of a song that I used to listen to a lot. It's from a musical called Rent. And I think the song is called Seasons of Love. And the song starts off by saying 525,600 minutes. I think that's the theme of the song. And it's talking about how there's only 525,600 minutes in a year. And I think that thinking of years and minutes like this really puts a lot of stress on you, puts a lot of pressure on you to reach your goals in time. Because the clock is like always ticking, right? And you're always losing minutes. But anyways, let's go on to the passage for today. So, here we go. This number declines as we age and is likely related to our brain decaying at a rate of 5% per decade after the age of 40. 好，那现在呢，我用中文，我想跟你说一说这个 passage 里面的其中一个发音上的点。我们今天来聊一聊，字尾的 s 到底要怎么发音吧。因为很多时候呢，如果你看到一个字后面是 s 的话呢，很多时候它不是一个正统的一个 s 的声音的，它比较是一个 z， 是一个 z 的声音。So 这个 passage 里面呢，有一个字就是这样子的 ，so declines。Declines， 有听到吗？它不是 declines， 后面其实不是 s 的。我们的声带呢会继续震动，然后呢会变成 declines。Now s 跟 z 呢其实是子音配对。所谓的子音配对呢，就是两个都是同一个嘴型的，但是其中一个是有声音的，另外一个是没有声音的。Okay， so， s 跟 z 我再念一次。其实我的嘴巴是没有动的，因为两个的嘴型是一样的，但是 Z 呢是会加一个声音进去 Z， 而 S 呢就是没有声音的。 OK， so 我们现在回到那个 main point， 就是 S 呢很多时候会变成一个 Z， 而原因就是因为我们的声带呢不会停止的震动，我们会继续震动的。 So 这个字 passage 里面的字就是 declines， OK， so 你的声带要继续震动。 Now 至于什么时候那个 S 会变成一个 Z 的声音呢，我现在讲解一下。就是如果那个字那个名词或者那个动词呢，它的结尾是一个有声的子音，它本来就是一个有声的子音了。 So for example 这个字就是了，后面是一个 N 的，是一个 N 的音。如果是后面是一个有声子音再加一个 s 的话呢，它就会变成一个 z。 OK， so declines。 我再给你几个例子吧。 OK， so for example 狗狗 dog 后面是有声子音，加一个 s 呢就变成 dogs， 或者床 bed 加一个 s 变成 beds， 是一个 z 的。那反过来呢，如果那个名词或者动词它后面是一个无声子音的话呢，比如说 t 或者 p 这种音呢，那我们后面如果要加一个 s 的话呢，它就是一个无声的音了。 For example 如果是书 book， right， 加一个 s 呢就会变成 books， 后面是一个 s 的。或者事实 truth. 后面那个也是一个无声子音，所以加了一个 s 呢，就是 truth。当然这个字有点绕舌。那这个是加 s 的一个发音的规则。其他的规则呢，我应该在以后的口说挑战会说的，或者如果你们是想得到一个完整的课程呢，一个完整的翻译课程呢，也可以去我的网站 columbus.cool。 这个课程呢目前已经达到差不多4500个学生了，而且这个课程是我研发了一年的，所以我觉得你们可以学到很多东西。所以如果你们是对自己的发音是觉得没有自信，或者如果你们是觉得哦我好像从来没有学过一个完整的发音课程呢，那你们就去这个网站吧 columbus.cool。 好，但是我们继续了，我们来看看一些 vocabulary。 Alright, so the first word for today is decline, and to decline means to get worse and worse. So if a country's economy declines, it means that the economy is not doing so well. And if your health declines, it means that your health is getting worse and worse.And the second word for today is decay. Decay means to start to rot or start to die. So, for example, if you leave an apple on a desk for too long, so maybe a few weeks, it would start to rot or it would start to decay. Or when we get old, our body starts to decay, which is kind of a scary thought. And the word decay can also be used simply to mean to get worse and worse.Or to get worse and worse in condition. For example, a building after 100 years old would start to show signs of decay, or it would start to decay. And the third word for today is decade. A decade means 10 years. So if I say that I've worked in this company for a decade, it means that I've worked here for 10 years. Or if I say that I played piano for a decade, it means that I played the piano for 10 years. And similarly,100 years is called a century, and 1,000 years is called a millennium. Alright, but that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember that I have a pronunciation course at columbus.cool. So if you want to improve your pronunciation, go to columbus.cool. And other than that, I'll see you next Wednesday.